Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Welcome back on Mind Food Radio. Now time to head off to the fashion houses. Paris last week.
That's right. Well, last week was the annual Haute Couture Fashion Week. The world's most inspiring designers treated us to their very, extravagant at times, confronting presentations. Chanel had sky-high bouffants and bold brows and oversized berets, I'm told. But I'd like to welcome to our show our favourite fashion editor, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Now, I guess just for everyone, we should say, well, what is haute couture? We know, obviously, in the business, but just tell us quickly what that's all about.
It's almost like sort of the pinnacle, most extravagant expression of a designer's vision. So you're looking at a very small elite group of people, or designers, I suppose, at the top of their league, and they're actually presenting a extravagant vision that then gets distilled down into ready-to-wear. So you're not going to be able to buy haute couture on the rack, for example. And these garments are incredibly expensive, and some of them, it's not unusual for a garment to have 350 hours of work to embroider one garment. A lot of haute couture is made by hand, individually stitched. So it's a very, very sort of niche market.
And now they really are beautiful one-off pieces, aren't they? They really are works of art. In terms of last week, did you have any favourites?
Yeah, well, Valentino was one of my favourites, actually. I'm a sucker for, you know, handwork and gorgeous embroidery. They had scrolls of cashmere caught between a layer of lace and then another layer of net on a pencil skirt with a matching coat. They had embroidered crystals that took 500 hours to make on garments. And they had a gown and a train that fell from the shoulders that was stitched with 2,200 river pearls and gold thread. I mean, that's haute couture right there.
Was it over the top, or it was actually a really beautiful piece?
I think absolutely really beautiful piece. I mean, these are the kind of garments that you're going to see on the red carpet at, you know, Oscar events. It's not very special events, and only, you know, very small select people would be able to get access to wearing them.
Now, Valentino was actually bought by a royal family from the Middle East, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Someone in Doha bought that. I think it was a sister of the Crown Prince or something. They were absolutely packed with the dosh. So kind of interesting now, some of the influences and owners of some of these brands.
Absolutely.
Because Chanel, of course, is still privately owned. You know, one of the most successful fashion houses and fragrances around the world. You know, you don't really hear too much about the people who own Chanel. What was their show like last week?
Well, their show was really interesting. As far as the colours go, it was, and the presentation, it was sort of like this post-apocalyptic theatre erected in the middle of the Grand Palais. So he sort of had this, stage with a futuristic city backdrop set in the background, and then all around it looked like a bomb had sort of gone off and then it had decayed over time. And then these gorgeous garments and styling came through, and the palette was really hushed, I suppose. You know, you had lots of blushy beiges and sort of metallic grey looks and graphic white and black, which Karl Lagerfeld also is very well known for and loves.
So coming back home, what's one thing we can do in our wardrobes if we can't afford the high price tickets to make ourselves look like a catwalk person this season?
Well, I think it's all about just finding pieces that, make you happy and make you inspired. I mean, Elie Sabre, his collection, it had a lot of the nudes in there, but also had some really fiery, claret reds and some really deep emerald greens. And his whole collection was inspired around crown jewels.
Carolyn, look, thank you for joining us today. And what a nice way to end your segment, huh?
I think so.
Carolyn Enting there, right. Of course, talking fashion, Paris, all those things. And, of course, for more details, you can go to mindfood.com. Have you got lots of photos up there on the website?
We do.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. And we'll have more to come in the next issue too.
Perfect.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.